Okay.
Thank you. This is about the 19th year I've done these losses, and I think it's kind of neat that we can look at them and think about them as we go through. Let's see. I've got to find the show me the. There it is. Okay. 2012 is probably one of the most momentous of the years that I've seen. We only had 2.06% loss from insects across the belt. This is the lowest that I've ever reported, the lowest that we've ever reported. Management costs were about $51.39, which is also pretty low as well. And then cost plus loss is $71.18. Louisiana reported out 8.95% loss in their state, and then New Mexico had a 0.001. I think I looked at one bale that we had reported loss from New Mexico. When you start looking at this thing across the whole perspective or all of the years, 2009 was our lowest year for cost. At $43.79, 2000 was our highest. As you can see, this area up there, and it was $117.32. So this year's $51.59 puts us down in that low range again. And as you can see as well, there's been sort of a trend to hang in there $60 or below for the last 5 or 6 years. Insect losses from 79 through 2012, as I said, this year is the lowest at 2.06%. Our highest came in 1995 with 11.08%. That was the year that the budworms tried to take us away. 2001 is somewhat momentous. That kind of marked the time when we began to have these low percentages of losses. And I guess what I'm calling is it marked the modern era of losses. This is when boll weevil eradication, in my opinion, combined with BT cotton and really dropped those percentages down to where they are reflected today. Ligus was our number one pest in 2012, and as you can tell by looking at this map, the Mid-South area is the hot spot for Ligus. The western Ligus hesperus also is a formidable pest in Arizona, California, and gives losses over there. But as you can see, though, the numbers that we see in the Mid-South, 3% in Louisiana, 4.7% in Mississippi, 4% in Arkansas, and 4% in Missouri, gives us a total, though on the national average, of about 0.695%, and about 45.5% of the acres are infested with Ligus in 2012. The second insect on our list that caused second most amount of damage at 0.375% was a stink bug. It infested about 39.1% of the U.S. acres. And once again, this is kind of on the eastern seaboard, we see most of the damage there delineated into red. Arizona also had a pretty high percent loss this year. I think a little over 3% reported in Arizona from stink bugs. Thrips were number three at 0.374%. About 70% of the U.S. acreage is reported out to be infested by thrips, and in most years traditionally this is the one that we see on a whole almost 100% of the acres. Of course, not very much loss because of the .374, and none of the states really had a tremendous amount of loss. It's really kind of interesting to note that these things are not in California, and that's kind of funny about that one if you look at it real closely. Heliothines come in number four, and about 88% of the production was bollworm. So if you look, we have fairly low numbers in each of the states, but even five states reported no infestations of heliothines at all. And like I say, most of these are a good percentage of these are bollworms. BT acres, for all intensive purposes, the BT has taken almost all of the acreage. In 2012, we're up 11.2 million acres of BT. We have about 12 million acres harvested. So as you can see, less than a million acres were non-BT. Essentially, all the states have gone with the BT technology. I think maybe California, Kansas don't have reported acres of BT this year. Cost of BT was about $15.74 an acre. Flea hoppers is our next pest, and once again, this is one that we see primarily in Texas, Kansas, and Oklahoma. And Kansas for the last few years has reported out a little over 1% damage from cotton flea hopper, and found on about 39.4% of the acreage. About 4.976 million acres of cotton was infested by flea hopper. Out of that, 3.6 is Texas. So as you can see, there's a predominance of Texas acres that are in that. Spider mites had some problems from spider mites mostly in the Mid-South this year. Not very much loss, 0.147%, and about 29% of the acres infested. Only lost about 63,000 bales, that's kind of the way spider mites are. We see them as kind of a ubiquitous pest in a lot of cotton acreage, and a lot of states report them. We had four states that had no mites reported this year, but all of the rest of the states had a few mites infested. Silverleaf whitefly is another of those pests that is kind of regionalized. We see it mostly in the West. But once again, and for some reason or other, Georgia ends up having a lot of silverleaf whitefly, and then the western states report silverleaf as well. Only lost about 20,000 bales to this pest, with 596,499 acres being infested. Aphids, we have seen years in which aphids resurge and go back, and a lot of it has to do with sprays and different triggers and things of that nature. This is one of those pests that's kind of like thrips. You see it most every year in most states. We only had two states in 2012 that didn't report aphid infestations. But once again, they were fairly light in everywhere. I think Florida had a little over 1% infestation of aphids. want to take just a second to talk with you a little bit about other insects, and I've been listing a number of other insects in the questionnaire that goes out to the cooperators, and it's one of those things that I really have to debate with myself about. We've got about six different critters that we see listed in the other category. Amongst those is the verde plant bug, Bogardia bug, leaf-footed bug, false chinch bug, cotton square borer, and Cretoma thrips. And all of these are pests that are listed by the cooperators as they send them back in, and I end up merging all of them together. The reason I've got Texas in the red is that there was a little over 400,000 acres of Cretoma thrips infested in that state, and they caused a little loss somewhere in the neighborhood of about 4,000 bales. So when I put this number of 1.04 million acres of cotton infested by others, that's kind of a combination of all of those pests as you see them in there. The 4,200 bales is also a combination of all of the pests. Clouded plant bug, a mid-south pest which has outbreak conditions occasionally in the southeast. Once again, 761,000 bales, acres were infested by this pest. Boll weevil infestations are still present, let me say, in Texas. I talked with John Norman just a minute or so ago, and he said probably right along a rim, just along the Rio Grande River, is the only place that you're going to find boll weevil infestations in the United States. I almost declared the U.S. boll weevil free this year before I visited with Roy Parker and with John, and we decided that there were some acres there. I put about 100,000 acres down as being infested. That probably is a little high, and we may have to revise it down. John says probably be more like 20,000-25,000 acres that are still infested by boll weevils. There weren't any bales lost. Any infestations that we had didn't amount to much. And across the U.S., we're paying about $3.60 an acre. That's for all acres, an average. And I went back and looked to see, and the high for one of the areas in Texas is paying almost $19 an acre for boll weevil management. Arkansas is between 12 and 13 for their total acreage, and then the low is about 50 cents an acre over in Virginia. So we've got that kind of a range for boll weevil eradication still going on. We pay about 33 cents an acre, a U.S. acre, for pink boll worm eradication. There are about 33 arthropod pests rated for losses in 2012. This is including all of those that we mentioned a minute or so ago, but I'm here to tell you, I think pest management is working, guys. I think it's important we continue to be aware of the new and potentially dangerous pests that are coming, but we need to continue to monitor and do those kinds of things and do good management, but we are doing a good job, I think, of pest management. I'd like to thank all of the folks that helped out and sent me losses estimates this year. And this is the 33rd year that this report has been done. 33rd year that this report has been done, and it's not always been joyful, but it's always been something that I've enjoyed doing. Thank you.